finishing up Baruch Shamar. I actually just saw pointed out that it says the word Baruch 13 times in Baruch Shamar, and that's connected the Yugam Midas HaRachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're hinting at by repeating the word Baruch that many times. Now we say like this. Also, I wanted to read you a short piece. In Mesillas Yesharim, he talks about the loftiest level for a person to reach, like the most valuable level for a person to reach, is Chassidus, which he himself says in Mesillas Yesharim is very hard to describe and explain what Chassidus is. So for sure, for us also, it's hard to explain, but it has something to do with having complete Ava and Yiras Shamayim and doing things completely Lishma, not having yourself in mind, not even your schar in the next world. It's a very high level, similar to when a son wants to please his father. That type of feeling would be what energizes all that he does. But I'm sure I'm not even scratching the surface of what Chassidus is. But either way, in Perikov Aleph, the Mesillas Yesharim explains, how does one work on building Chassidus? How does one come closer to that direction? So one of the things he says that a person should do is, he says, Vaday sheya'azrehu lazeh rov hasmada ba'in b'mizmori David. For sure what would help him in this area is spending a lot of time and depth of understanding, like learning well, the mizmorim of David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom. And being mizbonin on his phrases, on his sentences, and on the different prakim, because kulam leim ava v'yira v'chol minei chassidus, because all the mizmorim of Tehillim are saturated with avas Hashem, yiras Hashem of the highest levels, and all different aspects that are in chassidus. And he goes on to explain that when you contemplate on the psukim and you learn them and you think about them, so then you can't help but not be aroused within yourself to be inflamed in those areas a little bit more too, and want to follow in the ways of David HaMelech. And it kind of guides your heart to follow after where his heart was. That's why Chazal says in the Gemara Brachos, that if somebody has a dream of Sefer Tehillim, or somebody has a dream of David HaMelech, so he could look forward towards being a chassid. It's kind of telling him that, telling the person that's having that dream, you're going in the direction that could lead you towards being a chassid, because David was like the prime chassid, and therefore one of the things to realize is that when we say Pesukah Dezimra every day, and I was saying Baruch Shamar, which is the opening to Pesukah Dezimra, so this is something that if you really think about the words it was saying, it could inflame our heart to grow in Ava Hashem, in Yiras Hashem, to want to come closer to him and to be more similar to the heart of David HaMelech. I'm saying that now because it's an introduction to Pesukah Dezimra, because you just mentioned that right now we're about to be Meshubach and Mepor B'Lashon Chassid Avada U'Beshirei David Avdecha. Now, Le'ach Hashem Lokeinu. Why do we want to specifically praise Hashem with the Shirim of David Avdecha? Because those Shirim best capture what it is, you know, the direction that we want to go in, and it'll help us go that way too. So we say, Negadelcha U'Neshabechecha U'Nefe'ercha V'Nazkir Shimcha V'Namlicha Makeinu Elokeinu. So this could mean both that we're about to be Mekadelcha and Shabecha and Fe'echa and Nazkir Shimcha. We're about to do that right now in Pesukah Dezimra. But we're also saying that in our lifetime, from now and in the future, we want our life to be one that's going to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu greater in the eyes of everybody, the way that we talk about him, the way that we spread word about him, the way that we reflect our own amunah to others about him. That's how we're magdil HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of the world. And mishabach, and we praise him, like we said yesterday, the mishabach is to show more value in something, point out things that otherwise weren't noticeable, it would have gone overlooked, and show how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that too, for us or for the world, and that way it raises the value of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everybody's eyes. Unafa'ercha, to crown him even with praises that we don't even understand what we're saying, they're beyond our understanding. The Nazkir Shemcha, we will mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Now that doesn't only mean, but it also means, you know how we'll say Baruch Hashem and Amir to Hashem. It's obvious, it's not lip service. We should think, and it should be something that's just like ingrained in our conscious that, of course, like, if a Kaddish Baruch Hu lets this happen, you know, it's like, I remember Avitza Cohen once was giving a shmooze in YU, and he was talking about how he, like, it irks him a little bit. That's not the word he used, but it irks him a little bit when the pilot gets on the plane and says, you know, in a few minutes we'll be landing in Ben Gurion, we'll be landing in JFK. He's like, in Mi'at Hashem, I hope so. Like, I hope it works out. Like, you're saying that for sure. Like, you're in complete control. Like, no plane has ever crashed. No, there's never been any accidents. Like, if Hashem wants, and Mi'at Hashem, He should, we will land. You know, like, we don't know what's going to be. So everything is with the thought behind us of Mi'at Hashem. So Nazkir Shimcha is that we are going to train ourselves and try to spread to others to have Hashem's name in everything that we do. In other words, to realize that He's behind everything, and to see Him in everything, to recognize Him in everything. Don't analyze anything without seeing Him in the picture. V'namlichecha malkeinu elokeinu. And we will make you melech. When we make you melech, we will announce to all that you're the melech, and we'll announce to ourselves, we'll accept upon ourselves, O malcho shamayim, accept upon ourselves to follow everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that He tells us to do. Yachid. We say that Hashem is Yachid, so we're saying not only is He Echad, that He's one, and there isn't any other God or anyone else in control, but He's also Yachid in that there's nothing else like Him, there's nothing else that could be compared to Him. And this, and therefore, like if you picture it to yourself, like imagine, I remember Mendel Jacobson, I don't know if you know Mendel Jacobson, but last year he gave a mashal of, imagine you were to picture in your head like a scene, you know, you see like a little boy sitting at the water, drinking a cup of water, and all of a sudden, and then you would tell that boy what to do or something like that, and he wouldn't listen to you. So, and he would start to do his own thing. So what do you? I created you. You're in my head. I could just stop thinking about you, and then you won't exist anymore. This whole world is in, like, as if to say, the imagination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What continues to give us constant existence at every single moment is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's willing it and allowing it to happen. So to now start to decide whether we're going to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not, or whether we start to feel pride in the things that we have when He's the one that's right now giving it to us. So that's like as if to say, Lamashal, your imagination trying to rebel against you. I just stop thinking about you and you won't exist anymore. So when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid, that He's all that really exists and everything is just completely from Him, therefore there is nothing to talk about and there is nothing to think about other than you. It's only worthwhile to praise you all day long and to recognize you all day long. To me, Nazkir Shimcha Mamlicha Makeno Lakeno, because you're Yachid, because you're all that exists and there is nothing else. So why would we think about anything else? Why would we involve ourselves in anything else other than you? Chei HaOlamim. What do you mean we say Chei HaOlamim? There's a few different things I saw in this. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says Chei is plural. And it's coming to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world and in the next world, that he's in both. He's referring to both. And we want to refer to specifically Olamim to stress our belief in the next world, that until some point in Bayit Sheni, everybody in the world, all the Goyim, everybody understood that there was a world after this world. It didn't end when your body is buried. And that was pushed and given and nobody disagreed. Until at some point during Bayit Sheni, when there started to be fear in that area, a lack of belief in the next world. And therefore, they added into the davening a bunch of different mentions of olamim, of more than just one world, in order to ingrain in us and remind us that there's not just one world, there's also the next world. When we could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chei HaOlamim, you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive. You could say that He's not dead, but that He's alive. He's not alive in the way that we're alive. So what we mean is that He's the source of all life. He's the source of all life. Like I think we probably gave this mashal before, when you plug your phone into the wall to charge, so that electricity, if you trace it all the way back to the source of electricity and you get to the electrical plant, that's the source of where all electricity is. If that would shut down, there'd be no electricity anywhere. So that sends energy out in all different directions that spread out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all life. Everything that's alive and every different level of life, plants, animals, people, the angels, so they all get that life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Chei HaOlamim. He's the source of life in all of the worlds from now and forever. N- Melech Meshubach Mufur Ade Ad. So he's Meshubach Mufur Ade Ad, meaning even after we leave this world, he's still worthy of being praised and Mufur. He never stops to exist. Ade Ad is like the word Ad twice. Until, meaning even until that time comes, afterwards there's still always another until, because it never ends. Ade Ad means forever, because it's saying Ad, meaning until then, and then there's still another until, and it keeps on going on and on. And therefore, since he's worthy of being praised forever and ever, and there's no limit to his praises, so even though we're about to say Psuka de Zimra, don't think for a second that we're even scratching the surface of the praises that are deserving of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he's Meshubba Mufur Ade Ad. Even after we've finished dying and finished praising, those praises continue on and on and on, and they're limitless, and that's only even Shmo HaGadol. That's just the praises of his name, the praises of what we see of him in this world, what he shows us of himself, his name within this world. That's how he runs the world. But him himself, we didn't even begin to praise. We can't even begin to praise. All we could praise is his Shem HaGadol, how he shows himself within this world, and even that is limitless, and it keeps on going. So to just put Psuka de Zimra into perspective, we're not about to now tell you what are the praises of Hashem and then we're finished. We're about to scratch the surface of something that has no bounds and is limitless and goes on ad ad, forever, forever. Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulo Batishbachos. So he's praised with tishbachos. So the Siddur Agra says, what do you mean he's praised with tishbachos? He said, some people and anything else that exists, one of the ways you could praise them sometimes is by saying the only chisaron they have, the only thing they're not good at is blank. Otherwise, everything else is great. But we can't praise Hashem in that way. The only way you could praise Hashem is with praises. You can't praise him by saying that the only thing that he's lacking is blank, because he isn't lacking anything. So he could only be praised with tishbachos. We can't praise him by pointing to the one lack that he has, because that doesn't even exist. Hallel, I think Rav Schwab points this out, comes from the root to shine a light, and Halil is to shine a light, I think, and Hallel is to reflect that light back. So basically Hashem sends light to this world and we're trying to reflect it back towards him with praises. He sends his blessings and we send back praises trying to match the blessings that he's sending us. And that's the Mahalel, is to like reflect back to him the bracha that he sends us and thank him for all of it and to acknowledge of all of it. That's why I think what Schwab says is the source of the word Lahalel. The fact, what's tishbachos? Why not just shvachos? What happens when you add a tuff to the word shvachos? Tishbachos, or Rav Gamliel says, when you add a tuff to the beginning of it, it means an arrangement of shvachim, not just random different psukim which are meshabach Hashem, but it's an arrangement where. I mean, okay, I'll say that idea tomorrow.